To our beautiful Friday Hare Krishna festival in Alachua. Is the best part of the day, the morning sadhana, 4:30 till 9. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi jana balabha giri vardhari. Gopi jana balabha. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tera Yamuna Tera Banachari.
Yamuna Tera
Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada. jaya guru deva jaya guru deva jaya guru deva jaya guru deva guru deva jaya om vishnu pad paramhansa paribraj acharya astutara satasi sima chila bhaye charanarvind bhakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BVD founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Acharya Astutara Satasri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Vaidyanatha Thakur ki jai. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय अलाचुअनी रमणीति धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय समवेत वैष्णववृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. Glorifying Sri Krishna in any form by hearing or singing, it's always glorious because it does three things proportion to our acceptance while you are performing. It purifies our heart and affect our consciousness to transform. So purification, transformation, what is the third? Satisfaction. You will not need anything from this world anymore. You only want to be with Krishna, Prabhupada and the devotees. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Srila Prabhupada title, Meditating on the Purusha in the Heart. And today's text is 22. Word to word meaning first. Jadi, however, Parjashan, maintaining a desire. Nipa, O king. Paramestayam, the governing planet of the material world. Vaihaya Shan, Shanam Vaihaya Shanam, of the being known as Vaihaya Shas. Uta, it is said, Jat, what is, Viharam, place of enjoyment, Asta, Adhipattam, lording it over the eightfold achievements. It's interesting, Asta, Adhipattam. Adhipattam is like emperor. He controls, he disciplines his object. Asta, Adhipattam. Asta means eight. Adhipattam here, lording it over with eightfold achievement. But it's all Asta Siddhi. Means you are consciously control that. It's not automatic. It's very interesting. And then, Guna Sannivaye, in the world of three modes of nature. Saha, along with Eva, certainly. Gatchet. Should go, manasa, accompanied by the mind, indriye and the senses, cha also. So, to purify our consciousness so we can see the Supreme Lord in every pages, every word of Bhagavatam, let us offer our humble submission to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudev by chanting this mantra 3 times.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Just to remind you, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes the commentary on the Namakaran Lila that origin Vasudev is not outside Vrindavan, is in Vrindavan. Ballabhi Bhagavan Kaisaram Rupam Ashrita. In that verse it explains Gargacharya, when he was giving the name, Krishna stick out his lotus feet from the lap of Mother Yashoda. It was so attractive. There was a war between head and heart. You know, war between head and heart called Jnani and Bhakta. In his idea, he just realized this is the object of my worship. Supreme Personality of God. I'm being meditating for him, life after life. And he is here in this boy form. What are you going to do when you meet Krishna face to face? You want to do anything to please. At least let's begin with welcoming him that he appeared in your place. So he wants to do all these ceremonies. He finally met his Ishtadev. He was not invited by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj didn't invite him. It was Vasudev Maharaj who had a fear that Nanda Maharaj's, I placed my son in Nanda Maharaj's maternity house and nobody knows that it's my son. But they're thinking it's their son. But they're Vaishya. Now this is not a caste system. This is just a divine caste, rasa. So Vasudev Maharaj thought, I want to raise him in a Kshatriya. I come from a Kshatriya family, not Vaishya. Before Nanda Maharaj do anything, I have to do everything. So that's why he sent to Gargacharya, who went early morning. Just imagine, you woke up from the bed and everything, all of a sudden Gargacharya says, I want to do name-giving ceremony to your son, happened to be Supreme Lord, not knowing at that time. So finally he discovered, and he wants to glorify him. He wants to pay obeisances and do all this. But Yashoda Maya is looking at Gargacharya's face. Do you see something wrong in my son's face or feet? She's worried. Let me ask you a question. Can somebody answer me, help me? Is Krishna needs protection or not? No, yes? No. And yes, both. He is the protector of unlimited, whatever the material, spiritual, I don't know, there is no calculations. Unlimited means, how do you calculate? He is a protector. But Mother Yashoda will never try, don't try to convince her. She will never accept that. She is doing three ways to protect him. Similarly, Ishkan, Prabhupada said, is just like this in the parkour. Very nice. Ishkan needs protection? Yes and no. Ishkan is transcendental. It not belongs to this material world, what Prabhupada created. But as a servant leader, we have to protect the society's name, society's... We represent what Ishkan is. So our behavior, our attitude. Anyway, back to this. So this is where Gargacharya went in a big dilemma. He wants to pay obeisances and glorify, and Mother Yashoda does the worst. Not worse. To create this emotion, Yogamaya encouraged. She said, you must have seen something wrong. Please bless my son. She put Krishna at the feet of Gargacharya. Would you like that? Krishna touching your feet? Of course not. But that's what happened. So he quoted this verse that his name is Vasudev because it created revolution in his heart
where the identity of object of his worship was revealed. You follow? Adakshaja was revealed when Putana. So every name has origin in Vrindavan, very sweet. So when we chant that mantra, Prabhupada gave it very nice. This Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now, as I mentioned, yesterday we discussed already, we are not going to do it, but just let's chant together.
Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam kudirai nasto prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sivaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naiskati.
So today's verse.
Jadi parjashayan nipa paramestham. Jodi parjasayam nipa paramestam vaihaya shanam uta jat viharam vaihaya shanam uta jat viharam asta dipattam guna sannivaye astadipattam guna sannivaye astadipattam guna sannivaye sahaiva
or you can say sahaiva anyway together sahaiva
gacchen manas indriyayascha sahaiva gacchan manas indriyayascha jadi parjashan nipaparamestam bahyaya sanam utjab viharam astadipattam gunasannivaye sahai vagachin manasendriyascha.
Please chant.
Jodi paryasan nipaparamestam. Ayasanam astadipattam gunasannivaye sahaya gacchan manasendriyascha. Yadi payasan nipaparamestam ayasanam utapaviharam astadipattam gunasannivaye sahai bhagaschan manasindriyaiva yadi parastan nipaparameshtan vayaya sanam alipattam guna sannivaye sahaya vagaschan manasindriyascha.
Mothers, would you like? No? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. However, O King, if a yogi maintains a desire for improved material enjoyments,
like transference to the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, or the achievement of the eightfold perfections. Travel in outer space with the Vaihayas, or a situation in one of the millions of planets, then he has to take away with him the materially molded mind and senses. It's scary, isn't it? But Bhagavatam is merciful. So before I start the purport, I just want to say this verse particularly, it talks, Sukhdev Goswami is giving the gradual liberation. When we came to this material conditional world, what was our first birth? Everybody knows there was a Brahma. But that's not the truth only. It's also, Prabhupada said both, also human birth. Because without human birth there is no karma. So karma has to begin. But what came with living being, conditioned soul? Bhakti. First came bhakti. Then the modes contaminated and it created a havoc in the consciousness of the... Consciousness means connection. Yesterday we discussed, I hope you remember. So the Veda manifested to guide the soul to go from this planet to slowly, slowly higher planet. There was no hell, there was no lower planet at that time. It is created by us, the conditioned soul, to exploit. Krishna facilitate. So they are supposed to go one by one all the way to Brahmaloka, and then end of Brahmaji's 100 years, they go to Vaikuntha. This was the plan set by Krishna originally. But the rebellious soul, they want to exploit, so started creation. So many planets, so many bodies and everything. So this verse, particularly this verse, today's verse, it talks about gradual liberation. You follow? Yesterday's verse was instant. Everybody is familiar with instant and gradual. So today's verse, when we read the purport, we will find that there is a gradual liberation. So purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the upper status of the planetary system, there are facilities thousands and thousands of times greater for material enjoyment than in the lower planetary system. So this one line itself talks about the entire happiness that you experience. When you talk about structure and substance, two different things we need to focus in the planetary system. Of course, the purpose of Sukhdev Goswami is not to give you a GPS map of the whole creation. Even though it is given, fifth canto explained, second canto also explained. But the purpose of Sukhdev Goswami to bring you absorption to Krishna. Everybody follows? Just like Prahlad Maharaj's story or Bamandev's story or Nishingadev's story, you'll find in Bamana Puran, Nishingadev's story is more there than here. But the purpose was given that the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj is more prominent in Bhagavatam. That's why Sukhdev Goswami brought that. I hope you all know what is the highest happiness as human being right now in this planet. What is the highest happiness? Because you... No. That's for the devotee. I'm talking about human being. I didn't say devotee. As a human being, what is the highest material happiness? That's an idea. But real experience. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad gives this beautiful verse. Brahmananda bhave resho cheta prarada gunikrita naitam bhakti sukham bodhe paramanu tullamapi.
Siddhantastu abhedopi Srisha Krishna Sarupaya Rasena Utkrishyate Esa Krishna Rupam Rasastiti. So Jiva Goswami Pad on that verse, before I translate, he gave a gradation. One has to understand this verse. Why Krishna is origin, fountainhead of all manifestation and incarnation. He gives two prominent. Because not in America, but in India, a lot of Hindus, they have a confusion. They think Krishna comes from Vishnu. Is it true? Anybody ever heard? They say all the time. Is it true or not true? No, it is true. And not true, both. So first avatar is Krishna, fountainhead. But from him also 24 manifestations in Vaikuntha, one of them is Krishna. And from that Krishna, Narayan comes. Then Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So Vasudev form, that one, Narayan, is coming from the second Krishna. So it is true in that sense. But they have no idea about it. They just hold on to this. Nishikeshaya namo, Madhavaya namo, Govindaya namo, Madhusudaya namo, Tivikramaya namo, Bhamanaya namo, Sridharaya namo, Rishikeshaya namo, Podvunnaya namo, Anirudhaya namo, Adakshaya namo, Purushottamaya namo, Nishingaya namo, Achyutaya namo, Janardanaya namo, Upendranaya namo, Haraya namo, Krishnaya namo, Govindaya namo. That's Krishna's name in 24. These are in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Krishna, Jiva Goswami Pad writes, Krishna's position should be determined by the experience of happiness. This is what Prabhupada, first sentence he put it. What is that experience of happiness? He says, Siddhantastu abhedobhi Srisha Krishna Sarupaya. As per transcendental realization, there is no difference between Narayan, Sri Isha. Srisha means Sri Isha. Sri means Lakshmi Devi. Isha means her husband. So, Lakshmi Narayan, you can say. Sitaram. Hanumanji also said the same thing. Little difference way. So, Srisha Krishna Sarupaya. So, Prabhupada translate transcendental realization, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayana. Now, if you see the difference on the tattva-gata vichar, you are going to commit offense. That's dangerous. All the incarnation, all the manifestation are one. We should not see. So how do we see Nishingadev or Bamandev? How do we see as a Gauriya? Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa. That Krishna assumed the form of Nishingadev. You don't just go to Nishingadev and say, oh, you are the Supreme Lord. Say, no, my Krishna, you have assumed the form of Nishingadev. This is called Bhava approach. Mahaprabhu told us to approach like that. Is that clear? Just like sometimes we have a confusion, is a Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi? Some senior devotee even texts me. Like, you say Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi in the Mangal Arati, or is it Krishna Bhakti? It's the same conception. Vishnu is who? Sarva Vetnati Iti Vishnu. One who is in the heart of all living beings. Is Kirudakshi Vishnu in the heart of Brajavasi? No. Who is in the heart of Brajavasi? Krishna. Is Krishna in the heart of conditioned soul? Yes. So therefore he is the origin of Vishnu. It's not a fight. Jata Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha. In that verse, Radharani, who's dear? Vishnu's dear. You're going to fight with Rupa Goswami Pad? What understanding is that? Even Sukhdev Goswami in Raslila, he says, Vikriditam Brajabodhu, Idam Cha Vishnu. Vikriditam Brajabodhu, Brajabodhu sporting pastime, Idam Cha Vishnu. Saddhayan Mito Anusrinayat Atabarna Yadya. Bhaktim Mayi Param Bhagavati Pratilabhamanam Kama Rida Roga Asha Apanit Achirena Dhira. You want to become a first-class pure devotee, then you have to focus on this Raslila
where the Vishnu perform his leela with the Braja Gopis. But that's not Vishnu, that's Krishna. But it is Vishnu. Sukhdev Goswami is liberated soul, he never does mistake. So there is no fight. So as per transcendental realization, there is no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. But Jiva Goswami Pad gives this second line, very important. He says, Rasena Utkrishyate, Esha Krishna Rupam Rasasthiti. As per Utkrishya means superlative. As per the ecstasy, happiness, joy, reciprocal, Krishna is zillion times superior than any other incarnation or manifestation. Therefore, Krishna is. Now, of course, you may say, how do you reconcile other devotees then? Garuda, Hanumanji, well, they express also. I won't go too far because the time of that time is already 8:30. Hanumanji says, Srinate Janaki Nate Ubhayastu Paramatmane Tathapi Sarvasvamama Rama Kamala Lochana. I know Srinate, the Lakshmi Narayan, Janaki Nate, Sitaram, they are all same, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know, Hanumanji knows, he said. But my Ram is my Ram. I cannot think anything else. So this is what Mahaprabhu established. Yes, your Ishtadev is your Ishtadev. But you have to recognize Krishna's position also. That is it. So back to this. In this gradation, so I asked the first question, how do you experience, how do you know what is the highest happiness of human being right now in this planet? You need 7 things. I'm not going to go in details because of the time. I want to finish the purport. And actually, I planned something else today, but anyway. Krishna has his plan too, because he has to sanction what I have to say, otherwise I won't be able to say it. You have to be the only ruler of the whole planet. As soon as you hear, you say, that's not possible. No, that's possible. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the only ruler. It is not a joke. King Parikshit was the only ruler. So when we talk about that, many experience this. So Rupa Goswami Pad, when he puts a logic. And I like Jiva Goswami Pad's comment on his Guru Maharaj, Rupa Goswami Pad, because he gives how to relevant to our lives here. So he says, you are the only ruler and you have no enemy. Third, he says, everybody in the palace, all your ministers, commander chief are in love with you. Just count, if you ever want to experience what the highest happiness as a human being, and we all have a human life. But for a devotee it's difficult because they're losing the taste of material enjoyment, so they cannot focus. But demon can pick this up very quickly. The next one is, you have to be fully equipped with all the knowledge. There are 18 types of vidya. When you talk about knowledge, there are 18 types. The Brihaspati teaches, through Sarvam Bhattacharya, it was revealed, a commentary by Madhusudan Saraswati gave. So anyway, he says, king, he has to be equipped with 18 knowledge, and whenever needed, there is a drought, over, flooding, whatever needed, he can engage the Brahmana to counter immediately, like a 911 in America we call. Same thing, origin there. So you have a 4. 5, you have to have a tremendous amount of wealth, treasure. Whenever you need, you can dispose. When you have these 5 things, what are the 2 things? Can you imagine? Anybody? What are the 2 things to experience the highest happiness? Otherwise, why I'm telling you, why Rupa Goswami Pad this? If we cannot perceive like this, we cannot appreciate the value of bhakti. How bhakti is superior. Srila Prabhupada translates to this verse in 7th canto, 1st chapter, one of the purport. He says, when you multiply 1,000 trillion times of Brahmananda, that is equal, not even equal to the Shabananda, the bliss that drawn from pleasing the Lord. So it is necessary. Okay, I know you cannot get it because you are all devotee. But I have a demonic nature, so I can recall. You have to have a tremendous, long life, strong body. What's the last part? Come on. See, you lost the things. Tremendous desire to enjoy like anything all the time. Otherwise, what is the value? See, multiply 100 times of this, what Pitri Loka, forefather planet, enjoy. You multiply 100, what is the servant of demigods enjoy? You multiply 100, the demigods enjoy. Still, Jiva Goswami Pad says, you multiply 100, what is Indra enjoy? Indra is not enjoying like demigod, he's little special. You multiply 100, what is Prajapati Ananda? You multiply 100, that is Brahmananda. And Prabhupada translates 1,000 trillion. Do you know what is that figure? I have no idea. It's just a number. 1,000 trillion. I have no idea what it is. This is mind-boggling. But it's beautiful, the Rupa Goswami Pad says. So, these are the gradation. And there is details how they enjoy. The next purport. The topmost planetary system consists of planets like Brahmaloka and Dhruvaloka. So that's why I already covered those. And all of them are situated beyond Maharloka. It's interesting why Prabhupada put Maharloka. Because up to that, the devastation takes place. You know, you have a mind right now. We have a covering called mind. Mind has access. How far the physical body has access? Only in this planet, that's it. How far the subtle body has access? Mind. From heaven to hell. You can be sitting here, you can go to heaven and go to hell through the mind. It has access. You follow? And the intelligent goes up to this Maharloka. Then Janaloka, Tapaloka, Sattaloka, Brahmaloka. That's Brahmaloka. So this human body has a complete access we have. But we are not interested. We want to do bhakti because it's short. So then Prabhupada writes, they do not have to learn and practice the mystic process of yoga perfection and achieve the power of becoming small like a particle, anima siddhi, or lighter than a soft feather, logima siddhi. They do not have to get anything and everything from anywhere and everywhere, prapti siddhi. Or becoming heavier. Or act freely even to create something wonderful or to annihilate anything at will. Is Ishita Siddhi. To control all material elements. Vashitta Siddhi. Devotee ever use this? Sure. If you need to. When Vyasadeva was speaking, he didn't have a time to eat. He was speaking very fast and Ganeshji is writing. Ganeshji is the best writer in the whole creation, material world, not the whole creation. And it's very interestingly, at one point he wanted to take a little break to eat. But then how do you eat? You have to arrange the food. So he knew the mantra. And he went to the tree, he just chanted the mantra, the tree supplied the juice, the nectarian juice, and he was satisfied. You can be sitting in this place, right here, if you know the art, how to give your body rest. We don't need sleep. There is a very art, because I use this in my life, I see that my body changes. You need to learn the art, how to give rest your body, not necessarily sleep. Sleep is tamagun. Rest, you can be sitting and give your body rest. It's a very fine art. So Vyasadeva, the big yogis, they do this. You can sit here, Vyasadeva, instead of getting up to get some prasadam, he, through that mantra, he could drink and sit there and go on with his life. This is very fascinating. This is what this is. Ishitta. This prapti, all this Prabhupada give in the purport, very nice. Let me ask you this question. Is this eight mystic power in spiritual world also? or with Krishna, or only by the yogis in the material world, or in the border of spiritual and material. Can somebody help? Or you don't know? Which one? No answer. They're all thinking. That's good too. So, this is actually, there are gradations. There are 8 mystic siddhi, then there is a 10, then there is a 5, then there is a 19. If I have time, I'll read it. I collected this from Sanatana Goswami Pads. But this 8 mystic siddhi is eternally in the spiritual world with Krishna first, and then the other. So I'll give you a beautiful explanation on this. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave, very nice. I was thinking of to go to all these 8 mystic siddhi, but I don't think I'll have time. But at least I'll give you, first is anima. When we just read, Prabhupada says, anima. Anima means he can enter into the heart of each gopi in Raslila. How many gopis are? Satagoti gopi sanghe rasa vilas ek mutte rahe radha pas. The origin Krishna was with Radharani, and he expanded to satagoti gopi. Sata means 100, koti means 10 million. So you multiply, whatever amount is, billion gopis. And Krishna entered into the heart, and they did not see that same Krishna is dancing with every gopis. They saw only one Krishna. This is called anima. Krishna has eternally in Golok Vrindavan. Then Mahima. Mahima, he is heavier than heaviest. In Trinavarta, I won't give the story, just keep. In Trinavarta, he was so heavy, he craved Krishna. Then Krishna killed him. Lagima. Lagima means something so heavy it becomes lighter. He lifted Govardhan. He didn't even feel it is there or not on his pinky for 7 days, 7 nights. Prapti. Govardhan expanded anyor to drink. Ishita. He opened his mouth. What did Mother Yashoda saw? Unlimited creation. Ishita. Prakarma. Brajabhashi wanted to see who is Krishna. There's a beautiful story. I think I mentioned this maybe last year or somewhere. And if I have time, I will see. But you know in Akrura Ghar how Krishna manifested his unlimited creation to the Brajabhashis. So that's Prakarma. Bhashita. Vrindavan was flooded, but no Brajabhashi got wet. Even Govardhan didn't get wet because of Sudarshan Chakra was hanging around. Kamabhashayita. How he controls, how Krishna controls in Vrindavan. Flute. You meditate every day. We meditate. I hope we should meditate. Because Gayatri Mantra, what it starts with? Klim. Kalama. What is klim? The flute. Origin comes from the flute. So when you chant Gayatri Mantra, we are not supposed to speak in public, but still, we should meditate what we are meditating on. This Vidmahe means please reveal. Vidmahe. Please reveal this form of Sambandha Videya Prayojan. These are very important. Is this with the difference pastime? Yes. But I'll go to the purport to finish Prabhupada's purport first. This purport has so much. Prabhupada's purport is like an ocean, I feel, sometimes. Then Prabhupada writes, to assume any shape or form, one may even whimsically desire kamabhashayita siddhi. Just like Krishna did to the coward boys. He manifested Brahman form, he manifested Paramatma form, he manifested Narayan form, and he took them. And they are not all happy. Then he also showed them the Vrindavan. They are not happy. Madhumangal saw another Madhumangal. What are you doing here? What is your name? My name is Madhumangal. My name is Madhumangal too. How did you come here? He said, I have to go, my wife is calling. But in Braja Vrindavan, Madhumangal is not married. In Braja Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Radharani married. Sakya Lila is there.
But parokya also they are, but this is a hidden, it's only special. So like this, then Prabhupada writes, all these expenses are as common as natural gift for the inhabitant of those higher planets. We are talking about the material world now, Prabhupada giving. They do not require any mechanical help to travel in outer space. They can move and travel at will from one planet to another planet within no time. The inhabitants of the earth cannot move even to the nearest planet except by mechanical vehicles like spacecraft. But the highly talented inhabitants of such higher planets can do everything very easily. Since a materialist is generally inquisitive to experience what is actually in such planetary system, he wants to see everything personally. Isn't true? I mean, ask yourself. What Prabhupada writes is not only for the karmis, it's also us. We want to experience. Anybody ever wondered that Krishna knows what we are going through or Krishna experienced what we are going through? Did you ever ask that question? I'm sure you did. I'm not the only one. So Prabhupada writes very nice, very relevant to our inner inquisitiveness. He wants to see everything personally. As inquisitive persons tour all over the world to gain direct local experience, the less intelligent transcendentalists similarly desire to have some experience of those planets about which he has heard so many wonderful things. Now there is a nice sentence Prabhupada put. I put a little highlight. The yogi can, however, easily fulfill his desire by going there with the present materialistic mind and senses. Let me ask you this question. What came first? Bhakti or karma or jnana? Or bhakta or karmi and jnani? Or yogi? Who came first? Bhakti. Then came karmi, then came jnani. From karmi, some karmi with the disgusted experience of falling down from the higher planetary system. There's a beautiful pastime. I don't think I have time. But one day we'll discuss how jnana idea developed. And jnanis, in their pursuance of perfection, the yoga siddhi idea developed. This is how gradually progressed. Now Prabhupada gives a little warning to me. He didn't say it's a warning, but I put a red highlight. The prime inclination of the materialistic mind is to lord it over the material world. And all the siddhis mentioned above are features of domination over the world. Right at this moment, Prabhupada said also, if you don't have these two things, you are as good as heavenly creature right now in a human body. It's not that we become devotee, we belong to Golok Vrindavan, we don't care demigod. No, we pass through all those levels. We are going in elevator, but still elevator goes through different floor before you reach Golok. It's not like you are like blinded, all of a sudden you woke up from your bed and you say you are in Golok Vrindavan. Or some of the Mathuravasi saw that when Dwaraka manifested. But in our case, no, it is not like that. We gradually progress. Prabhupada writes this in 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, very nicely, vividly, 2-3 purport, 6-7-8, like this. Where Uddhava experienced the discussion between Uddhava and then Maitreya Muni came, Vidura came, the whole discussion took place. That where you have to go through experience and you can elevate your consciousness to a point where you can be in Alachua. Prabhupada didn't say that, but I'm adding it in Prabhupada's purport. That you can be in Alachua. Prabhupada said you can be in the physically present in the material world, but serve the Lord in Golok Vrindavan. Means you can be in Alachua, also be in this Golok Vrindavan. Isn't so sweet? We should try for that right now. Next is a green light I put. The devotees of the Lord are not ambitious to dominate a false temporary phenomenon. I hope. We all. On the contrary, a devotee wants to be dominated by the supreme predominator, the Lord.
Everybody understood this Prabhupada's simple English? Means you have to allow. Not that it will happen automatically. You have to allow Krishna to control you. When you see other devotee, respect. Encourage. Two things yesterday discussed. One thing was, what makes temple a temple? Anybody remembers five things? Yes? Help me. What are the five things? Krishna darshan, Krishna naam, Krishna discussion, Krishna bhakta sangha, Krishna prasad. Anywhere you find these five things, you take full advantage of Krishna consciousness, temple atmosphere, not the building or community. The second point also I mentioned, I didn't discuss. What makes sadhu, saintly, a saint? What makes a human a saintly? Two things also. Their mouth is always decorated with the holy name, glorification of the Lord. Whenever you find a person chanting or glorifying Krishna, and his heart, mouth and heart, both, heart is beautified with Krishna's beauty, Krishna's relationship, Krishna's reciprocation, that you can relate whenever you meet that saint. When you see a person has these two, and he has a three function, another topics, I'll finish that, but these two inner, then he is a saint. That saintly quality makes a saint, a human a saint. You follow? Then Prabhupada writes, we are almost done, a desire to serve the Lord, the supreme predominator, or is spiritual or transcendental. And one has to attain this purification of the mind and the senses to get admission into the spiritual kingdom. With the materialistic mind, one can reach the best planet in the universe, but no one can enter into the kingdom of God. That is a warning. So don't try it. Senses are called spiritually purified when they are not involved in sense gratification. Senses require engagement. When the senses are engaged totally in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, they have no chance to become contaminated by material infections. Even though I am a rascal trying to be a servant of you all, Vaishnavas, but this purport itself convinced me. I can talk about it for whole day. This one purport is so complete. This is so wonderful. And I hope we all take advantage whole day. Because of the time short, I wanted to discuss about karma and jnana. The whole purport is all about difference between jnani, karmi, yogi and bhakta. In a short, I'll give some key points. I hope you can take it away and apply it in your life. That will please Prabhupada and Krishna. I got this from the Nectar Devotion, but I look at it in my way of, because everybody has a their different perception. Prabhupada gave so much, but I put it into a very key point. One is jnana and karma part of bhakti or not? What is the one verse? Those who are listening online, and I have also WhatsApp group also listening through Damodar Prabhu's help, that if you ever wanted to know one sloka that defines the perfect definition of bhakti, is this one. Anna vilashita shinnam jena karmadi anabritam anukulena krishna anusulanam bhakti ruttama. But to summarize this, I'm asking this question. How are jnana and karma uncovered in bhakti? Anabritam. Abritam means covered, anabritam means opening. It didn't say throw it. Very interesting. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says you pick one by one and you see in the three categories. How many categories? Three. Tatpadartha jnana, related to Krishna. Tampadartha jnana, related to you. And jiva brahma oikya sajujya jnana. Any conception that does not support these three eternal truth, Krishna as a beloved
soul as a lover and there is an intimate love between them. If it is not supporting, you throw this away, including Brahma Sajujya Jnana. So Jnana and Karma are two basic faculties of every living being. More specifically, us, human being. Jnana connotes with knowledge, head. You can say also head. I like the way Prabhupada said, when head convinces the heart, then bhakti can be smoothly operated. You think like a simple sentence, it's like a Sanskrit sloka. To me, the way Prabhupada said it. So when you think of jnana, jnana connotes with knowledge or cognition, sambit potency. And karma connotes with action, senses. If we consider a body, body means hand, leg, head, everything together, you follow, and the heart. So metaphorically, karma is primarily the path of hands, legs. Whereas jnana is the path of head. You can relate, right? It's very simple. Underlying the hands and head and unifying it all is the heart. You are sitting here. You can detect where your emotion is flowing right now. Seeing the deity, hearing this katha. If it is flowing towards Krishna or Krishna katha, it is bhakti. Period. If it is directing, well, I hate this Mataji, she was disturbing me, then it is going in offensive way, you follow, with the head, not with the heart. You can literally sort it out, whole day you can do, whatever you do, in the house or in the temple, doesn't matter, wherever. You can detect. So I wrote like this, bhakti is the process of head or hand? Mother, which one? Bhakti is the process of? We discuss about three. Hands, head, heart. Bhakti is the process of? Heart. Where is this coming from? Sraddhatu anna upaya varjanam. Bhakti unmukhi chitta vritti vishesh atma. Chitta vritti. Vritti means function. Function of the consciousness. Where is the consciousness originating? From the soul. From where? Which part of the soul? Heart. Heart of the soul. That's why all these verses you can put. Anna, vilash, itashvina. All this you can put. Vilash means desire. Where it's coming from? So the jnana and karma are covered. They are motivated by something other than pure love. That is why jnana karmadi anabritam means removing covering. You follow? The covering is basically a misdirection that we should understand. Just like when white light is covered, you know, I'm seeing you with my glasses. If I put a red lens or red, what I'll see you? You have a white upper cloth, I'll see red. But can I take the red out? Not possible. You cannot get rid of mind. Try to understand this. 6.5, Krishna says, Uddharet atma atmanayam na atma avasadayet atmaiva atmana bandur atmaiva ripur atmana. Krishna says, you try to deliver yourself with the help of mind. Means you are riding on the mind. You cannot get rid of mind. So how do I remove this red color that mind is? Everybody understand mind? If you want to see outside, what do you have to do? You have to cross the door, yes? Door is the mind. Always think like this. You perceiving, you hearing, everything you see through the mind. Mind means it giving you access. So I use that as a metaphor, like a door. You are inside the house, you want to see what's going on outside, go through the door. Without door you cannot. So something like that, just a metaphor. Not necessarily mind is the door, but mind is the access to connect the physical. You follow? So here, covering is basically a misdirection. Means red is the mind has a unwanted things. Now, why did Mahaprabhu say cheto darpana? Mirror-like mirror of the heart. Why mirror of the heart? Why not heart? Why did Mahaprabhu say cheta darpana? You think very deeply. Cheta darpana marjanam. He said clean. Marjan means you have to put pressure. It's not going to happen automatically. Prabhupada said chanting means forced meditation. What did Prabhupada say chanting means? Forced meditation. You know forced meditation? You have to. I want to chant. I have to get up. It's not going to happen automatically. So, I like the way Prabhupada said, forced meditation. So, it says that, now, cheta darpanam, if I have a tilak on my forehead, in the mirror will I see tilak? If I don't have a tilak, will I see in the mirror tilak? No. So, what is in the heart, it's reflecting through the mirror of mind. Mirror here is the mind. But heart we have to purify, the mind will reflect what is in the heart. You follow? Mind shows what is in the heart. So it's very scientific. Means we have to go deeper. So I'll end here. It is not that bhakti reject karma and jnana. I hope you all understand. Bhakti does not reject karma and jnana. Bhakti yogis like us, Krishna consciousness, are both active and intellectual. But both these faculties are subordinated to the love they have for Supreme and therefore will be harmonized. So when you think of bhakti, make sure your heart is predominating the hand and the head. Don't keep a war between head and heart. This is called impersonalist idea. Lot of devotee has a war, you know, war, fight between head and heart. Well, I supposed to be doing this, but I can't because of this. It's like they feel like conflict. There should not be. Impersonalism causes this. But our heart should be above our head and senses, hands. So, the last point I made. At one level, purification means removing the impression which are imposed upon us by the external world. And another understanding of purification is activating the longing for the Supreme, which is innate nature of the soul. Do you know, all of us actually has a separation feeling for the Lord in your eternal innate nature that is came out from your structure? Just like the burning quality of the fire. Where the burning quality comes from? The way fire is made. Similarly, the way soul is made, you have an innate feeling for the Lord. That's why Prabhupada in 1968 in Vancouver, in Canada, was it Vancouver? Anyway, in Canada, on Radhashtami lecture, he said, one way you can check you are advancing or not, if you have a separation feeling developing. That has to be focused. Because it is eternally within you. Separation feeling from Krishna is not something new we have to develop. It is there. But experiencing means we are advancing. So this is what here it is. And then the last point is Sukhdev Goswami had a monistic disposition in this chapter. Where we find when he understood how the all-attractive Supreme Person transcend the impersonal Brahman, then he used the phenomenal intelligence to compose and speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the jnana which are abhrita, covered, become unabhrita, uncovered. He used the same knowledge to glorify the personal Bhagavan instead of understanding the impersonal Brahman which is subordinate to the Supreme Lord. Similarly, karma may also refer to some pious fruitive activities, as Prabhupada put for the yogis in the purport, but Prabhupada also gave the conclusion. Also, we see that activities are performed by the great devotee like Prithu Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, many Prachin Barhi in Bhagavatam. The idea is that karma and jnana are not to be given up. That's my understanding. If you have any other, please let me know. So Arjuna was doing the karma, he was still fighting. and wanted to give it up in the beginning. He didn't want to fight. You follow? Krishna did not sanction. Instead, he told Arjuna to perform his duty with the spiritual conception and motivation. So what's the conclusion? We have the capacity for both action and cognition, hands and heart, head, which should be harmonized and use the purpose of devotion. That is called Jnana Karmadi Anabhritam. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anybody has anything to take away? No? What are you going to take away from today's discussion? Was too much? Something? Means the head and the heart or hand should be under heart. The devotion, like Arjuna was fighting, he says, Nastumha smiti labda tat prasadat maya achyuta sthitasmi gata sandhya karishya vachanam tava. I'm ready. As you wish to want me to. He didn't say, I will fight. See, this is very nice. It's very, very subtle. He didn't say, I'll fight. He said, I'll do whatever will please you. I'm ready to do. But then, before that, he said the negativity. My illusion has gone. Nastamaha. Smriti labdha. I understood. My memory has come that you are the object of love. I am your servant. Smriti labdha. Tat prasada. Grateful attitude by your mercy. By your mercy. This gratitude should be there to Prabhupada and Krishna every day. If not every moment, at least once a day, 3 times a day. Then it becomes more and more. Then it says, Sthitosmi, now I am firmly fixed as a servant. Gata Sandeham, all my doubt has gone. Karishya Vachanam Tava, I'll do as you do. So nice. Thank you. That was very nice.
I had one question.
Instant,
and the second was gradual. Before I was thinking that when it exits the soul and it goes on the way, when he sees all these other planets, that's what the second shloka is describing. If his mind gets attracted, then he gets stuck. Is it that way also, or is it?
No, it's coming actually, couple shloka. I didn't want to, because they have to explain, and they are more advanced than me. Whoever, the Alachua devotees are all wonderful. They're very merciful. Thank you. Anything taking away? What is mine to you? Doorway to the world. So if you have a clear mind, the world is clear. You have a Krishna conscious mind, world is Krishna conscious. Very nice. Thank you. Anything else? No? Mother Dandakesh? No? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpatra Vishnupaya. Padidanam Pavanibha Vishnupaya.